Bill, did you keep on working, or were you just sewing bathrobes, or did you work here?
No, we went to the grocery store.
You opened the grocery store and you stopped sewing?
I didn't talk to the grocery store. You brought the paper.
Oh, I see. It already had all the stuff in it?
Yeah, somebody sold the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. What made you think that would be a good idea?
It wasn't there. Would they be any better than sewing bathrobes?
Well, had Laser or you ever had sold, well, you had experience in that sewing store.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, just why you thought it would be a good bet to make a living with.
Well, Laser was working, but just continued. See, my mother and my sister were on the very comic here, and they were caught in Latvia. They were, at that time, they thought about the immigration and it just that many people in there could enter immigrants. So they remained there for 3 years instead of leaving from Latvia right away coming here. So we had to spot in there. So I was having a little baby mad to me. I couldn't go working.
Right.
So that store was just not far from where we were shopping, that store. And we thought that they were making a living.
Mm-hmm.
Although it wasn't a basement, and I dated it. I dated it to raise a child there. But did die, I think, from about 300 dollars.
So the store was on the street level, and you lived in the basement underneath the store? Oh, really?
It wasn't under the ground like you. The windows, it was as deep as the window, up to the window. It was in the air ground, and beginning with the window, it was the
floor. Oh, I see. So you had to, like, take some stairs down to the store?
Yes.
Did you help out with the store?
I did the only thing in the store. Later then, I told you he was an umbrella maker, he used to have an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
He'd leave in the morning and come late in the afternoon. And I think it was so. He had to get up 5 o'clock in the morning to open the store. And at that time, 5 o'clock was time to
You mean customers could come in?
Yeah, they went to work. See, before they went to work, they'd come in for milk or coffee or something like that, or sugar. And they had to get a beer and short. It was a private label. They come for 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock for the bucket.
How long did you stay open?
Oh, till about 10.
10 at night?
Yes. And then from there, I went to, it was till 10. But at 7, I went to school, used to go to school, night school. And later, with the attention, I put the bill to bed, 7 o'clock, and I go to school. And later with a friend to the grocery store for a
Was it a, how big of a store was it? You didn't know any idea?
The size of it? Half of this room. You can imagine it's like $300 a grocery store.
So it was one small room?
It was a small room for the store, and then there were additional living quarters from the store we moved.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a few rooms in the back at the store.
Was there a barrier between the store?
No, just according to the person. The people that you could be as private as you could be without a door.
Did you have a cash register or did you just take the money in the door?
No, it was just the other way.
Oh. And what kind of things did you sell? Staples or?
No groceries. Like, bread and sugar and milk and coffee and a little bit of everything, baking soda and baking powder.
Did you sell meat or vegetables?
No.
Just canned things. Did you sell any kind of newspapers or magazines there?
No.
How about cigarettes, liquor?
Not liquor, cigarettes.
And where would
it
you?
It couldn't be. I don't think they'd allow. We were there less than a block away from the public school. And I don't think you could sell me from the store.
Did you have the big companies deliver to your store the goods?
Yes.
Did you have a car then, or a truck or anything?
No. We had a coaster. There was a little platform that was 5 years. I think that's what they called it anyway. They don't even have it. It was at the site of this year's table. And it said there was use, maybe. And we used to go to the market like that and just
What would people carry their groceries in? With paper bags?
Just people from neighbors. So it was a problem because when they wanted the richer people to have cars, they'd go to the bigger stores, so to speak. It was a poor neighbor's grocery. Who was it that said a car? I don't think anything.
What was the name of the store? What did you call it?
Lefty's Grocery Store.
You were telling me about taking Bill to the well baby place or the welfare
place.
The welfare place, and
yes.
And they would tell you good nutrition and things
that's
like that.
Right.
Did they have canned baby food then, or did you make your own baby food?
No, I made my own. I don't even remember if the Heinz had at that time actually used, you know, Heinz I think in Cambridge, I think they were the first ones, but I don't remember having them in the store. Maybe they did have them, but I made my own. That's a process that you know. Period.
You said that you missed
them. Yeah, nursery. Yeah, that came in the school. And they get to be 6 months, and in the early 7 and 8 and milk.
Did most women miss their baby son, or did lots of women use bottles?
Most of them did. It was that expensive, and it was supposed to be empty,
What about toilet training? How early did you begin to toilet train?
Everything that's too early to do. Well, the lead was about 6 months, so he used to have a special chair that he used to be in, and underneath there was always a pot.
Like a little chimney pot.
Yeah. He had a thing there. But then everybody was around to watch him, and I had to be close to the store and see somebody comes in.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I was nursing Bill once. And I was always tired because I got up for a job after 5, you get up 4, you have to prepare yourself. And I fell asleep while he was nursing, so somebody got in and I knew it was, and got money out of the a wooden something to
Like a wooden box?
Yeah.
With little drawers?
That's right.
How did you know who it was?
Because there was a boy coming in shopping, and he always waited for me. He always looked in to see if I'm right there, because he knew I had a baby, and I couldn't grab the baby right there in the store. So I suspected him, and then I found out that it was him, because he was on the way to get back to that same place to get some more money. At first I didn't know who that, but when I caught him, even before he had a chance to get to the money. So I went over to his mother, and I thought that he was so young, I thought the mother ought to know that. So she got mad at me, she didn't come to the store anymore just because I told her as a boy. She didn't check with him whether I was right or wrong, but instead she got mad at me and stopped shopping.
Did you ever get the money back?
No.
Would you have considered calling the police?
I couldn't think. You can call police if you can't go catch him right there.
You couldn't report a robbery to the police?
It was maybe like $2 or $3 that you got there there. I thought that would be too much. So, no, I didn't do it before.
Sounds like you knew most of the people who came into the store.
Oh, yeah.
Was it mostly women who came in and did shopping?
Yeah. man, and they send other kids to the body mail thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of school did you go to at night? Was it just the learning English school, or,
yes,
or was it a different kind of school?
No, it was just school and then the sandwich. It was just a block of that for me.
Mm-hmm. How long did you go to that school?
A few years ago, I was just out of school in Russia,
mm-hmm.
and this was easy. I mean, I had to stay in the school,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't hard to do. They told me I was going to be in school, because some who got into that school without knowing who prepared for, but they didn't have any education, maybe at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't fair.
Yes. Was the store open on weekends as well?
Just every day of the year. Outside of the Rosh Hashanah, in Europe, holidays, now in Kippur, these 2 days, 3 days, so close. Otherwise, we were also 10 days and any other day. Okay.
Were you personally religious at the time?
No.
How about Laser?
No.
Mm-hmm. Were you involved politically with anything at the time?
Yeah. It was in 1922. He just came over and he got busy trying to get my mother and sister over. You know, and then we had a baby at the store.
Mm-hmm. You had your hands full. It doesn't sound like you had much free time, but if you ever,
I don't know, all of the 22 and the baby was like the 22
Uh-huh.
And then
So did you ever get a chance to even have free time to read or to out and
read? I always had a book there in the store. I'll tell you what happened. I was lucky. He had a delivery man, Luke, delivery man.
Mm-hmm.
And this fellow, he was a young fellow, who was he was a student, only something was wrong with his eyesight. The doctor told him to have an outside job, to be in the fresh air instead of lock himself after work and protecting him when they went to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to say, he used to come into the milk and cut me those leaving the opposite place to get into the station. Yeah.
Anniversary.
Yeah. So he got interested in me because I was leaving the opposite place. And he was a very intelligent fellow, so another he'd always come in and bring me some books to read, in English books to read.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you remember, did you read anything besides books? Did you read magazines, periodicals, newspapers?
Yeah. That was all, it would cost money, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that you couldn't afford. You couldn't afford anything.
Not even a daily newspaper.
No, he didn't get what they needed.
Did you have a library card? Did you go to the library to get your books? Or?
No, but in school, see, they published them, but eventually you could get it. In the family, our family books were spread out in that neighborhood, but you could get a book from them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a library
card. Was most of your relatives there? Were they mostly in the same sort of income bracket as you, or were there some people in the family who had made a lot of money?
No, nobody made a lot of money. Everybody was struggling. They told me that they all were doing the same thing, neighbors. They asked me, they were the ones to advise me what to do, and they told me not to do something else. You could never make a living if you living out of that.
So, when did your mother and sister arrive?
Oh, we started months right away, but it took, for 3 years they were kept there, I had to live there and we had to support them there.
Mm-hmm.
Last year. So it's about 3 or 4 years.
When did you have Leon?
Leon, we had 7 years later.
Oh, 7 years later.
Yeah, they're 7 years apart.
I didn't realize there was that big an age difference.
Oh, yeah.
When you're, mother and sister came, did they live with you?
Yes. Yes. They were there the kids. And then the cell travels in the safety.
Mm-hmm.
So how did he give out his store? So he sold the store. We can't figure out how we moved to that street. We sold the store and they moved in. Oh, I know. We moved into another street. We bought the Sunday store and we bought a different store, a grocery store. Much bigger than this. It is many more rooms than this. So that my mother and sister could be with us.
Was this in the basement or was it
on the top? No, that was several blocks away from where we were before. It was an unfamiliar place. We already were established, maybe having $50 more than we did when we started to
Oh, how luxurious.
Yeah.
Did you keep a bank account or did you just keep your cash? Or
we didn't have cash or bank account because we had to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
See, they dropped some and we had to pay cash.
So you didn't have a checking account
No.
or a savings account
No.
or anything
No.
like that?
No,
did was that true for most people? Most people just dealt in cash?
Some came, oh yeah, a lot of good people.
Mm-hmm.
I like the people who had saving accounts could also have checking accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But we just didn't pay for us to do that because we didn't have enough money for checking accounts. So the cash, if you were saved there, we maybe had $10 or $15. We never had $100 because of
mm-hmm.
any other.
So this store was on the street, it wasn't in the basement?
It wasn't in the basement, but it was still in a private neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And did you expand the number of things you sold?
Yeah, that was twice as bigger than that. See, then my husband could drop these umbrella business.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to work in a bakery shop. So you earned he made out better than the umbrella.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing in the bakery shop?
His job was to put the bread into the ovens.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Just a baker? I don't know.
Yeah.
So it was essential that he had another job besides having the store.
Yeah, higher end store.
You needed both those incomes just to maintain living.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. pay the rent and support my mother. Didn't have a job or anything. But my sister went to work. She was working in a factory. So all of us together made it go.
Do you remember what kind of a factory she worked in?
Well, I knew that.
Was that something he was sewing by any chance?
No, it wasn't.
Hold on. How did they, what was it like having them move in with you? How did that change your living
style? See, at that time I was partly Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
And that school is three or four, let's see how many years. They came and I told you about 4 years after that. So I knew a little more about what America stands for and things like that. But I still had most of it European way of life.
Were you sincerely happy to have your mother and sister live with you, or was it something you were doing mostly out of obligation?
No, it was both. Was to take them to work to keep to rent a place for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I was anxious to get them in because they already left home, they left Russia, and they were on the way. So, as a matter of fact, while they were on the way, I used to borrow money from banks, pay interest to keep them there, support them there, because out of our income, we couldn't support it
mm-hmm.
those 3 years that they were there.
Right. I guess what I'm wondering is there's a common stereotype today that a young wife hates to have her mother living with them because the mother will be bossy and will tell her to do such and such, and she hates it, and the husband always complains about his mother-in-law. I mean, are you familiar with that?
Yeah,
you see it on TV all the time.
Yeah.
Was it like it that then?
No, I don't think my mother was not the kind of a mother that they realized that they were such an superior to be an American, you know, more than them. But anyway, my mother was a very nice natured person, and she went to the field like it were things like always the case that I didn't like the way they did things, but they didn't like the way I did things, especially maybe in bringing up the bill. See, at that time, it was customary to put the child to bed at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You never heard of it?
Not that early, no.
6 o'clock. And to answer didn't matter, because if you put him to bed at 6 o'clock, he'd be up early in the morning, but then we were up early in the morning too.
Mm-hmm.
If he worked out there, we to get them if he put them up late in the evening. This way we had the evening for ourselves, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he had acquaintances that would come in and just discuss it and eat something.
Mm-hmm. So you did have friends outside, Lazer's family, lots of
Lazer's family, but we got acquaintances too. I mean, we live in a neighborhood, and there were a lot of fugitives at that time. Foreigners that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
We went to school with all foreigners.
Was the conflict with your mother over Bill's bedtime, was that because she thought you had to put him to bed later?
Yeah, she thought, if you put a child to bed, I don't know about now. Now you stick a little bottle in his mouth, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I never gave him a bottle. So he didn't like the idea of going to bed. And then it was.
Uh-huh.
He didn't care if it was 6 or 12, but whenever he had to go to bed, he didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
So if he started crying, then he fell asleep, she got his bed. I have to wait for me to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it would never be ready. Otherwise, we didn't read it. We later got the relationship too.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like your marriage so far had been, seems like a pretty productive one, that you worked well together. And did you feel happy in your marriage to him at that time?
I felt happy, but I knew that I was missing. What I was missing was intellectual life.
Uh-huh.
And just got through with the gymnasium there and attending a night school here. And here I was isolated from social life.
So how did you?
They just accepted.
Did you ever find satisfaction in that way, and was there ever a time?
We didn't find satisfaction, but we just accepted it because there was no other way, and we were not only immigrants that lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Some had it worse.
Were there any, do you remember any particular organizations in the Jewish community there?
Yes.
Like what?
Readers club, like
mm-hmm.
it was. But see, the two of us couldn't belong there because having a child, one had to remain a child.
Mm-hmm.
So he rather used to go to the thing. At that time, it was he that counted.
Mm-hmm.
So he belonged to that community.
They just read books and discussed them? Did people mostly carry on their business in Yiddish or Russian or English? What was
the business?
Well, just if you walked down the street and you saw people out buying and talking to each other, what would they probably be speaking?
Well, some that weren't Americanized spoke their own language.
Mm-hmm.
Polish, Russian, German, a lot of them. Even, I remember on the streets they had signs like, here lives our there's a shoemaker that say it would be a Russian.
Mm-hmm.
In Milwaukee.
Right. What did you speak most of the time?
Well, as much as it cost me that they used to come to the store, I had to learn quickly. But they were foreigners too.
Mm-hmm.
They had English. If I would have listened to them, I wouldn't have known as little as I know now. So it was either Polish or Russian or Yiddish or English.
Mm-hmm.
See, we still had about our German. See, we could understand all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the Milwaukee is a German, they call it a German town, a lot of Germans.
Right,
here.
That's right.
And we could understand them.
Mm-hmm.
They could understand us. My mother felt so good that we had a German neighbor. She could talk to him, whether it was correct or incorrect. You know,
mm-hmm.
he spoke it. Grammatically correct or incorrect, he could explain himself.
Mm-hmm. What about Bill? What was the first language he learned?
English.
Yiddish. And then English after that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. English, he got out on the street, and that's all he did. Because little kids, most of the little kids, they talk English.
Had he started school by the time Leon was born?
He started when he was four.
When he was four?
Sure, but kindergarten.
Kindergarten that early?
That's how they used to. Started at four.
Where was that?
In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. Was it in your community or was it
in the community.
Mm-hmm.
A block away. Where I went to night school. He went to day school.
What was it like there? Do you remember the kindergarten?
Kids of all nationalities.
Did they have a lot of teachers or just one teacher?
No, I think the kids had one teacher.
Mm-hmm. And were they mostly, like when I went to kindergarten, we mostly played with crayons.
Well, they did too. They played ball, but that the kids played it. They didn't have a variety of boys, they didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I wanted to ask you was, at least what your eating habits were. Did you have three meals a day, two meals?
Three.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Right.
And it was in the morning, then noon, and then around six?
Mm-hmm.
What were the main things that you ate? Did you have a sort of a general list of things that you had all the time?
In the morning, you just had coffee and maybe orange coffee and bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Bill, who would have separately eat that cereal.
Right. I'm talking about the adults.
Yeah.
What about lunch and dinner?
Yeah, you see, we had the grocery store, so we had cheese. You asked me before, I think we had sausage too. Eggs. So that's the deal. Because real dinner, it's just a flour. You'd have meat, a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever goes to it.
What kind of a stove did you have?
Stove, coal. It was iron stove with a chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And a coal heat.
Where did you get coal from? Was it delivered or did you have to go and catch it yourself?
Let's see. In this, I'm thinking, how did we get cold air? I think we bought them in bushes. They come in bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bushel of cold in there because there wasn't place to cold.
What about refrigeration? How did you keep things cold?
Ice boxes. It's ice. We used to have ice men that would bring ice. See, we had to have it to the store. Because the milk and the cheese and all that would have to be in a cold place.
What does an ice box look like?
Well, don't you know?
Uh-uh.
It's made out of wood. It's like the size maybe of that tree.
Mm-hmm.
All wood.
Uh-huh.
Just one out the door, then you could put the ice in. And underneath, see that on the top you put ice. And underneath it, you had whatever you want to keep cold. Yeah, there.
Were they big blocks of ice or little cubes or how?
No, big blocks.
Heavy.
Yeah, to carry it on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. We'd come and check if we had to see that we have ice for the second day.
What year was Leon born?
December.
27?
They're about exactly 7 years. Because Bill was on the 15th and he was on the 27th of December.
So Leon was born just at the beginning of the Depression then. The Depression started in 29, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
As far as he was concerned, Leon was at the
Were you planning to have Leon when you had him? Was that a planned child?
Yeah, he was a planned child. But then, maybe when he was a year old, I became pregnant without knowing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, first let me ask you, what did you use for birth control? Did you have any?
You didn't use anything. It's just that, I get that, and it's only that the man didn't get satisfaction. He just he gave up when we felt that it may reach you.
So you had really been just lucky.
So how lucky was it? I was caught anyway. I had an abortion.
How did you abort the baby?
It was against the law at that time. But everybody knew of some doctors that did it illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found out tonight, and they all by myself in the maybe abortion. And I traveled back by myself all in the bus.
Was the doctor in Milwaukee?
No, in a suburb.
Mm-hmm. What was the place like where you went? Was it his home or was it?
It was his home, but there was a private little place where he did his wife and me both against the law. And I remember it was $100 he charged.
$100?
It was a lot of money at that time.
Did Laser know you were going to have an abortion?
Sure. And he had tried it for my mother. She would have never let me do it. She'd be afraid of my life.
Uh-huh.
And it was taking a chance.
Why didn't Laser go with you if it was
because
so scary?
Because he couldn't be at the store. See, if he would have closed the store, my mother
would have
known.
Mm-hmm.
It would have happened. So this way, I just went away in the 3 days to come home. With the parents.
Some good time.
Yeah.
Do you remember how he performed the abortion? Well, tell me.
You don't want it to get me.
Well, tell me about it. What happened?
You don't want it to this, do you?
Yes. This is fascinating. Well, go on.
Well, you know, he had instruments, special instruments to do it.
Did he give you any kind of anesthetic?
No, I think the smell or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't the regular, because I've had so many operations, I don't know if I take something strong. Mm-hmm. But this wasn't something strong.
Were you lying on a bed or a table?
Yeah, see, if it was strong, then I couldn't go home right away at the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want me there. The minute I got through, I had to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. How many, do you know how many weeks pregnant you were when you went to see him?
Well, maybe 2 months or so, because I noticed that I didn't have the monthly.
Period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the second month, I think I'm pregnant. And I went to check.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes, you are, and I knew I was.
Mm-hmm. Did, the instruments that he had, did you see them?
I saw them, I didn't understand, but I didn't
know
what they looked like.
You don't know what they looked like? There was some kind of a scraper?
Yeah, it was a scraper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was a scraper.
Was it very painful?
It was painful.
So mainly you just had to hold on. And
that's right. Just the idea that you were going to get rid of it. It was just a year after Lee was born that was I was scared. We couldn't support it, and we couldn't thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we were excited.
How old were you when you had the abortion?
So,
yeah. 29?
29.
How long did it take? The abortion?
Oh, maybe half an hour.
A half an hour? Ooh.
came true.
How did, when he finished, were you bleeding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, true.
How long did you bleed?
And then I came home, I had been bad. Couldn't be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother suffered a pain of I'm not being there. So that I was going to
uh-huh. So did you get an infection or did
no.
you?
No, he did a good job. I was told by a doctor, my doctor,
mm-hmm.
that he's very good at it. But he didn't want to sign anything. He didn't want to mark his name down and his name or address so that he's not involved in it.
So your doctor recommended this?
Yes,
this other doctor.
His doctor, my doctor, wasn't a professional. He didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Was this man and his wife who did the abortions, were they Jewish or
no?
No.
No.
Did they? Do you remember anything particular about their personality? I mean, did they seem to be wealthy people or?
No, they didn't take you through the house. They just took you into the room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but they must have made a lot of money. I wasn't the only one. I'm sure. And $100 is a lot of money at that time.
Oh, I bet.
I'm sure he had plenty, they had plenty of people like that.
Hmm. Did you ever have another abortion, or is that
no.
the only one you ever had?
No.
Going back a year before when you had Leon, I remember I asked you in the shtetl if a woman was pregnant, was it embarrassing or anything? You
yes.
said no, not at all. Was it different in America?
In America, there it wasn't at all. Here, I went to school, so I was pregnant with him.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the manufacturers were smart enough to make some kind of objects that you put on top. It was like it became style. Everybody was wearing it, especially the pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant women. And it was like if you were covered, because I know that my teachers knew that I was pregnant. But he was born, see, they were born in December, so when vacation came, he was born, and then I went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
After vacation. But he told me, see, in the class, I don't think anybody knew, the students I don't think knew, but he did, because he had children, so he knew, so he asked me what I had to the family.
Did you want another boy or did you want
no. No, we went to discuss. People thought us to be very unhappy because another boy was born, but they didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were healthy children and they were you get us, you could see. I just didn't think about it.
Did you take Leon to the welfare place?
Sure.
Place too?
Sure.
That was still going on.
Oh, yeah. For the poor people. See, that's for the poor people. For rich people, when they mix with these things, they can drive it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was come to this. Where's the thing to the baby?
Did Bill like the idea of you having another baby?
Oh, he was just on the, he was 7 years already.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, whenever Leon would cry, he could also go to Leon and he thought he didn't attend him right away and died. No, he was very good kid. As a matter of fact, I think he was with him the rest of his life. Because he always felt that he's 7 years old and
mm-hmm.
that he felt responsible for him.
As they got older, did Bill have a lot of responsibility for Leon? I mean, did he, like, babysit him sometimes?
Oh, he babysat him a million times, I'll tell you something. He was at the time when Linda's baby was kidnapped.
Uh-huh.
Remember the year?
Uh-huh.
Remember the year?
I don't know what year it was, the end of the 20s.
When he was a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I just know I don't remember when Linda was kidnapped. But so once we went away later the night, because we already, Bill was already 9 years old, maybe when he was two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was two, Bill would be nine.
Right.
Or maybe he was 3 years when the Linda baby was kidnapped. patient if you can. So he'd leave him the way. And when he came back, he found that Bill had in his bed with him. So he asked him, well, why did you do that? He said he was afraid that they'd kidnap him. He kept him next to himself. Dina could tell you that story. Dina, you know, my sister over here. She always talks about that. He did protect him. They come to kidnap him. He saved his life.
So did Bill have his own bed to sleep in?
Yeah.
And then you and you and Laser had your own bed, and then
he had a little
crib.
Mm-hmm. My mother had a bed.
And your sister?
My sister and mother slept. See, they turned when we moved to that big place that I told you. We didn't have enough bedroom. But out of the living room, we made a bedroom. And we took a double bed. And a dresser, and that was the room. It was the big room.
That time that you and Laser went away, were you going on a vacation or?
No, we went away just for the evening for a few hours.
Oh.
To somebody who was acquainted, maybe you were invited or something. At that time, you weren't afraid to leave their house. Good people weren't afraid to leave their house. You never heard of anything so that somebody kidnapped your baby. See, they kidnapped Linda's baby. But why would they kidnap my baby that they couldn't get a thing for?
When you'd go visiting to other people's places, was it because they were having a party, or was it for dinner, or how would people...
Sometimes they'd come to us for dinner. But we used to do it, you know, most people go to their place. They wasn't a television, but they did, they had already the radio.
Did you have a radio?
Yes, yeah, there's another set, let's see. This is the property that the ICPS was issued in the end of the year.
No.
I don't remember. No.
TV didn't
get it. So it was the radio that we used to listen to.
What did you listen to on the radio? Do you remember any of the programs you liked the best?
No. But I'll tell you that whatever you like, well, they used to have a lot of people after. They had much less shows than they do now.
So you mostly listen to music?
Yes, music.
Not, but there were lots of comedy shows. I wondered if you listened to them or the adventure stories.
Well, I had a cancer, I think. You don't know. He was a Jewish actor, not that he was Jewish, but he was considered crazy.
Did you ever go to see the movies?
Oh, yes. I tried to where we live in Milwaukee, in one place, just across the street. That was in a black neighborhood. At that time, and across the street from us, there was a movie. It was 5 cents.
They were popular movies? I mean, they weren't, like, serious.
No, he couldn't hire us on time to serious because he never knew whether we can go the next day or the next day. So individual shows that we thought were good. Charlie Chaplin was good at that time. Prominent.
Did you like him?
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there was anybody that did.
You say you lived in a black neighborhood. Did blacks go to white stores like your grocery store?
They didn't have a choice. They didn't have their own stores. And also the kids used to go to school there in the neighborhood. So they knew us. So they went to a black school. We went to a black school. So we lived there. And the principal of the school, maybe I mentioned that to you previously.